Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, welcome everybody. It is 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. It's an honor to have each and every one of you in the audience today for a little politics, actually, a whole lot of politics, with that cup of coffee. Great to be with you, as always. Yes, I am your humble radio talk show host, if I can talk this morning. Hey, I feel better, by the way. Do I sound better? I still have a cold, but hey, I'm getting over it, friends. In spite of wearing myself ragged in the hemp harvest, I know. No complaining, Jeff. I get it. Nobody twisted my arm and made me grow hemp for CBD oil to help people's lives get better. I know. Nobody made me do that. By the way, speaking of people's lives getting better in the cannabis market, what will Kate do, huh? Will Kate ban cannabis for vaping? Because apparently that's what's killing all these people across the country. Is vaping good or bad, by the way? I mean, I want to ask you that question because I think it's really important. Also, is it too much to ask? Is it too much to ask state workers to take a small reduction in their, maybe a 1 to 2% reduction in their overall PERS retirement benefits? Is that too much to ask with this so-called PERS reform for which the unions have now abandoned certain Oregon Democrats for having passed it when it really does nothing? And yet, they get a 15% pay increase over the next 2 years? What? Yeah. Did you get a 15% pay increase last year? Now, maybe the economy's really hot and booming and going and all that stuff. And, you know, you can go out and find a better job if you want one because people are hard up for employees. Thank you, Donald Trump. And you can demand higher wages. And we pay it. Now, that means we pay a little more on the back end. Okay. Fair enough. But seriously, a 15% pay increase is what they negotiated with the government, with the state of Oregon. So to cut your long-term, I mean, you got to understand, folks, a 15% pay increase over 2 years doesn't mean that's the only pay increase you get. Because now when you get another 3%, 4%, 5% pay increase on top of that in the next contract, bargained with the next Democrat governor. Now, you got to understand, Kate's a lame duck governor, so she doesn't care. But I'm telling you, it just grows and it grows and it grows. It's the rule of 72. For those of you who have any idea what that means, go look it up. You know what it means. A higher interest, a higher baseline times rate of return, and you can see how quickly your money grows. Well, they just got their baseline increased by 15% over the next 2 years. It means that every year thereafter, that 15% grows and it grows and it grows and it grows. And they claim that they're underpaid. You know, there is this little market compensation report. My organization, Oregon Capital Watch Foundation, which exists to expose wasteful government spending and fraud. Yeah, we found out about this. You know, in the 8 years I served in the Oregon legislature, I never knew this report existed. None of the legislature does, and nobody talks about it. Why? Because only the government, it's Oregon law, folks. They have to do it. Every 2 years, they have to measure Oregon employees, state government employees, have to be judged in their category. And they don't do every category every 2 years, but they do major categories, and they switch back and forth against other government entities like local governments, like, say, Marion County or Linn County, right? And private industry. And they measure how much the total compensation, which is all your benefits, which is PERS, which is vacation time, which is all these things. Well, except Oregon, they don't measure all of it. Portland State University does a similar report. They do measure all of it. They have a very different conclusion than the Oregon report does. But my point is that only the governor, only the unions, only the head of DAS gets to see this report. Except we found it at Oregon Capitol Watch. And you know how we found it? Because of a great state employee who believes in transparency. Mm-hmm. There's that word again that seems to be the bane of Governor Kate or Queen Kate. By the way, if you want to recall Kate, sign one of the petitions, go to katebrownrecall.com, katebrownrecall.com, or flushdownkatebrown.com. Either way, you can sign both petitions, and I urge you to do that. So this whole biz of transparency has led everybody to the report that we did, which was on Channel 2 News. You can still find it, by the way, if you go YouTube it. Channel 2 is just do Jeff Krupp, K-A-T-U, and you'll see one of several little video things I've done with them over the years. Well, this one is pretty profound. Because what we found is that some state workers get 200% more than what their counterparts do in both the private sector and other governments. And yet they claim they're underpaid. Now, to be fair and to be honest, yes, we actually found a few state positions that, in fact, were underpaid. Now, state law says they have to be within 5% on the high end or 5% below the low end. So by justness, those 200% folks ought to get pulled back, right? Yeah, fat chance of that, right? That's never going to happen. I mean, what would happen if your employer did that to you? I'm seriously, in the private sector. If your employer came to you and said, you know what? You're making too much money compared to this new report out there with my peers. So guess what? I'm reducing your pay. What would you do? You would resign immediately, go find a better paying job, wouldn't you? Of course you would. And that's exactly what would happen here. It would never happen with the unions in Oregon. But they are getting all wound up. They continue to say that state workers are underpaid. They say it in the story here today, okay? We're going to talk a little bit about that. We'll also want to talk about, and by the way, there's a stunning, well, it's not stunning at all. It's just typical of the so-called political intelligentsia of Oregon that have no clue. They don't get it anymore. They're still living in the past. And one of them is a political science professor at a particular university who's always quoted. And he never gets it right, or rarely gets it right. And he's totally wrong here. But what do you think is a fair trade here? You get a 1% to 2% reduction in your long-term PERS payout in exchange for a 15% pay increase now, which builds on itself every year. What do you think is a fair? Is that fair? Oh, by the way, you know the caveat here with this story about the unions abandoning the Democrats that actually voted for this thing and Governor Kate signed into law? You know what the caveat is? You know why Kate did it? I'll tell you why she did it. Because she knows that most of the reform is going to be literally thrown out by the Oregon Court of Appeals or the Oregon Supreme Court, either way, because they've always filed lawsuits. The unions have. She knows it's all going to be unwound, just like the Oregon Supreme Court did when we passed the 2003 reforms. They told us they were going to sue over at the unions before we passed it. Governor Kulongoski, a Democrat, signed it, and the unions went crazy. They even spent a couple of $1 million finding a primary opponent against Ted Kulongoski. And he won, of course, and then they all kissed and made up, and Ted got rid of all of his senior management team and of halfway reasonable Democrats, some of which I used to know and work with, and put in the union hacks as the payoff. See, that's how it works, folks. Is it too much to ask that you contribute a little bit more to your long-term retirement, given all the other free stuff we give you in the state of Oregon? Is that just too much to ask? To give up 1% to 2% of your long-term retirement pay in exchange for a 15% pay increase that builds on itself year after year? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 is that number. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at 1220.am. So what will Kate do? Will she sign, will she create by executive order some executive fiat? A vaping ban? Can she just do that, huh? Doesn't that take an act of the legislature? Yeah, I think it does. Maybe she should call a special session. Oh, no, no, no. Not to deal with the story we saw today about the Democrats screw up, well, sort of intentional screw up on this whole business of the death penalty in Oregon. You know that story today about Jeremy Christian? He's the idiot, the racist who murdered two guys and badly wounded another one on the MAX train by stabbing them to death. As these guys came to the aid of these two women, he was taunting. Yeah, that guy, guess what? His lawyers just said because of the passage of this new law, they want his trial. They want the death penalty removed from his trial. Now, Kate probably won't address that because there's not the votes for it. But let's do a vaping ban. Yes, because we all know that vaping is evil, right? Even though the people that are vaping that are dying and are having medical problems are doing it because they're ingesting marijuana oil. It's not CBD oil, folks. It's marijuana oil. That's a big difference. The Willamette Week story, the headline is, a vape ban could crush Oregon's cannabis oil extractors. Governor Kate Brown may do it already. May do it anyway. You see, even though we have a six-year supply of pot that makes people high and ruins their lives ultimately because they become zombies out there, pot zombies. That's what I call them, folks. Oh, did I just offend some of you? I'm sorry. That's not my goal. But what if the long-term studying of pot usage, recreational usage, means that you got all kinds of health, detrimental health benefits? But hey, isn't it a free country? I mean, after all, you choose to drink, right? That's legal. You're right. Long-term nicotine usage from vaping is not probably good for you. Long-term caffeine consumption probably isn't good for you. And it's pretty obvious I've got some caffeine in me this morning as we talk politics over a cup of coffee. This show is all about that, friends. 503-589-1220. Yeah, I'm on a roll. Yes, Kate, Queen Kate will probably call a special session to deal with vaping and will probably crush a budding industry. Did you get that tongue-in-cheek reference there, folks? A budding industry of cannabis oil extraction to jump on the vaping bandwagon. Now, here's the takeaway question as we get ready to go to the break. If vaping really does help people get off of nicotine, smoking anyway, which is bad for their lungs, is that a catch? And also, yes, jock straps, what? Donald Trump talking about jock straps at the White House? Oh, yeah.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Some emails, by the way, if you want to send me an email, it's Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at 1220.am. James continues to write me emails. I mean, the paid student athletes thing is really, I mean, it's coming to Oregon, folks. You know, the Democrats, who rule California, the regressive totalitarian Marxists down there, are really the kind of the same that there are here in Oregon. You know, they just passed this thing. So James writes this. He says, what happens with injured student athletes? Are they eligible for disability? Or do they get tossed aside? You know, I hadn't thought about that. That's a, you know, that's another great reason why I am so thankful that there are thoughtful people out there in the audience who kind of think this through. Because aren't those interesting questions that ought to be asked in this whole discussion? You see, the sexy part of it is that, well, the argument, as you know, is, hey, look, these student athletes, these college athletes, we're not talking about high school athletes, although it could be extended to that. I mean, you know, knowing how the progressive work, they progressively want to create even more of that down the road. But this is one of the great reasons that we have people in this audience, because you think of things I don't think of. The sexy thing is, hey, look, these guys are making all these kinds of money for these colleges. And yet, they don't get paid for it? That's not right. That's the emotional, sexy, non-thinking. But you know what happens. Think it through carefully. If these are paid student athletes, who's paying? Well, heck yeah, they can seek endorsements. Okay, so they get endorsements. They're, maybe they set up a shell corporation. Are they an employee of their corporation? I have two corporations. I'm an employee of one of them. Does that make me then have to be, well, if I get hurt in athletics, if I'm a football player, is it, let's say I'm Justin Herbert, right, at the Oregon, University of Oregon, okay? And now I'm endorsed by Nike. Not that that would ever happen. So I'm endorsed by Nike. Now I got an agent, and I've got a big endorsement deal, a couple of $1 million, because I'm going to be a star. I'm going to be a big star. And I get hurt. I'm an employee of my corporation. Well, do I get to sue the guy who hurt me? Do I get covered by SAFE, by workers' compensation? James continues to write, what happens if they or the team loses? Can they be paid from more than one source? Will male athletes be paid more than females? So what would it take, he writes, to make student athletes eligible for compensation? I can visualize non-athletes getting into the game. I mean, imagine all these attractive, fit, young people running like you see on the old propaganda films from Nazi Germany or the USSR. Ooh. Well, given the, you know, the folks who run this state, what do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. I teased you before the break about jock straps in the White House. What? Well, this is an AFP news story. AFP being a liberal outlet. And it's on Yahoo News. And it's on it's a headline on Drudge Report right now. And here's what it says. This raging Trump swears and fulminates in a besieged White House. Well, the headline on Drudge was jock straps. What was he talking about? It found him as he was doing, but can you imagine? He's doing one of these press conferences with some foreign head of state, right? And this guy's, I think it is the the president of Finland. And you know, these folks, believe me, they don't know what to make of Donald Trump. Heck, we don't know what to make of Donald Trump half of the time. And you know, he flummoxes the political professionals who don't get it. Just like this Jim Moore guy at Pacific University here in Oregon doesn't get it. He doesn't understand why the unions would have abandon the Oregon Democrats who voted for a nothing burger bill. He doesn't get it. Most people don't get what's going on in America today. Trump does. Folks, he does. These visiting presidents from other nations, they sit in bewilderment. Can you imagine what their advisors say to them before they they, you know, scheduled to make an appearance and, you know, visit to the United States, and they knew that Trump is going to hold one of these impromptu press conferences and Donald Trump did. And he was fulminating about his enemies and his jock straps.
What?
Well, it's normal now for impeachment crazy Washington. And in fact, the European visitor of the story says, however, couldn't control his eyes because he couldn't believe what was happening to him. They flickered and rolled, seemingly expressing every emotion from bewilderment to outright pain as Trump turned what was meant to be a photo op into an impromptu press conference for the ages. Or not a press conference, a cry of rage. Blank strap is what Trump said. He was talking about Adam Schiff. A shifty, dishonest guy, Trump said yesterday. Low-life Schiff to his Secretary of State. Now, folks, that Mike Pompeo is a man of honor. I've interviewed him some years ago on the air, and I'll tell you, he's a truly honorable guy. But he says Adam Schiff isn't fit to carry his blank strap. You understand that, Trump said? His jock strap. I tell you, this goes right into what we were talking about yesterday. And this, friends, I'm telling you, is the way to victory. Not just in the U.S. Elections that are coming up in 2020, but friends, this is a way to victory in Oregon. Because it relates to this story about the unions abandoning Democrats. And the political science people not getting it. They don't understand. Trump does. He's not raging. He's going on offense. Republicans, the Republican Senate in Oregon went on offense when they left the state for 9 days, denying the Democrats a quorum. They didn't know what to make of it. It's been done in a long time. Going on offense. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Phone calls. All of this when we come back. Don't go away, listen to Political Coffee. No, that's not poverty. Hating believers have light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration of Stop the car.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to go to Ron, who's on the line. You can also send me an email to jeff@1220.am. Here's what we're talking about today. If you're just joining us, the unions have abandoned Oregon Democrats who voted in favor of the do-nothing burger, kick the PERS can down the road bill. And they're sending a message, folks. They're going on offense. Trump went on offense, is going on offense. You know, remember what I said about Rudy Giuliani, you know? Who expanded it and doubled down with it yesterday, and now Trump is saying the same thing. They're going to go after, well, guys like Shifty Schiff, who Trump said he wasn't fit to carry Mike Pompeo's jockstrap. You got to love this mano a mano testosterone thing, don't you? Jeez. But he's right. You see, they're going to file lawsuits against these congressmen who make baseless charges, defamatory charges against, well, all of them, Trump, Giuliani, Pompeo, whoever, outside of the halls of Congress. There have been court rulings already in federal law that allow that to happen because they're no longer protected by free speech in the halls of Congress. You go outside of Congress at a rally and you say disparaging things that are not true, demonstrably not true, you could get sued for it. You know you can. This is going on offense. The unions went on offense when they said yesterday, you know what? You don't get any money. Any of you Democrats that voted in favor of the nothing burger, kick the PERS can down the road bill, you don't get anything. They're sending a message. Now, what's the ultimate outcome of that? I'm quite serious now. Also, vaping. If Kate can just ban, by executive order, if Kate can ban a product without a statutory change in Oregon's laws, and I don't think she can, folks. I think it's unconstitutional. But let's say she can. She can ban vaping of cannabis products. What's next? What else can Kate ban? Speech? Christians praying in front of abortion clinics on the sidewalks? Can she ban your guns? Not just something to think about here, folks. Let's go to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, good morning. What do you think?
I'm doing good, my friend. Going up in the wall of the tiger today. I want to address the PERS situation. Well, here's what people don't understand. I'm going to use Salem for example. Salem has a $100 million budget, okay? 15% of that budget now got to be paid as a pay raise to their employees. That's a chunk of money. Oh, let's talk about the loss that they had on the stock market last year. Nobody wants to address that 7.2%, do they? So that's a 22% jump to city, county, and state workers. That means that's why, even though you got the retro Bolsheviks in Little Havana on the Willamette Salima, hasta la Salima, but nevertheless, people got to realize there's no free lunch, just like I told these kids about. Oh, we're going to get 2 years free education. I told them, no, it's about $270 a month to the property owner to pay for that education extra. And on top of that, it's about a $450 million a year if you count all the community colleges where they get 2 years free education. That's a heck of a lot of people. And we got to pay for illegal aliens or the DACA kids, because I got to make sure I separate those two.
Right.
And then on top of that, what about the extra costs? I mean, some of these schools have raised bonds. So the taxpayer, again, is getting the royal shafting. And Kate Brown, Miss Evita Perón, I think I'm God. Another reason to recall the Jezebelian retro-Bolshevik queen herself, Comrade Kate.
Boy, you're loaded for bear this morning. I got to try to remember that, Ron. The Jezebelian.
Yeah, she acts like Jezebel. You know, I'm sorry to say, the men in the Democrat Party don't have no stones. They have caponized basically Jeff Barker in the Senate, in the House. Anybody, and I don't want to say it like that, but look at the evidence. They're going to have the Bessie Johnson. They're going to have very moderate. And take them out of committees, or they went through and lambasted them and embarrassed them off the chart. And Peter Courtney, who is basically Kate's female dog, is a shame. No fortuitousness. And the Republicans, they got a backbone. Like I said, like I've been telling everybody, the pickings are ripe with the Timber Unity, Oregon Liberation Front, and Oregon Pushback. You better cater to us, the voters. Even Democrats is mad as heck. Unaffiliated voters. And the Republicans got to have a backbone. If you don't have a backbone and do like our president, I like what Kellyanne Conway did for 25 minutes last Saturday. She went through and just put the questions right back at them. You throw the questions right back at them. Make them think. And if they ask a stupid question, you said, I'm not wasting my time with that. Call them on it. Stand up against it. Just like I tell these kids, when they see me wearing a Make America Great Again hat, some of them is my own colors or schemes. I said, do you know your history? Do you know what got you there? The last 225 or 243 years, every atrocity and everything else, was done by Democrat Party, including bankruptcy. I'm sorry about the president of Finland. Look at this situation. Look at that situation, for example. They are bankrupt because they try to give free money to every people there, augment the immigration from the Middle East and Northern Africa, and in the process, Sharia law is setting in, lawlessness is going about, and yet it costs the people of Finland almost 60% of their income. And do we want to be like that?
That's an amazing thing, isn't it? It really is. All right, look, Ron, be safe out there today.
You too. God bless you.
The work you do is dangerous, to be sure, and I appreciate your thoughts always, and thanks for listening. That's Ron. That's what he thinks. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, you know, you can, if Queen Kate, Jezebelian retro-Bolshevik, he said something else. If Queen Kate can just ban vaping, what else can she ban? What in the Constitution of the law gives her that power, by the way? I'm just curious. It's a scary precedent, to be sure, and it's not right. Now, I will tell you that if she wants to do this because she thinks really people's lives are in danger here, then she needs to call a special session of the legislature, get bipartisan support, and go pass a law. You can't just make a unilateral decision here, Governor. It's not how it works, and you know that. But you're not accountable to anybody anymore because you don't have to run for office again. Unless, of course, we turn in enough signatures and there's a recall campaign, which happens very quickly, folks. Speaking of what Queen Kate might potentially go ahead and ban, this cannabis oil, she's not going to ban CBD oil, which is good stuff that can be helpful to you. And, you know, I buy my CBD oil, and I do, from Vim Natural Supplements down on South Commercial right next to Safeway in Salem. They got a great website called vimsalem.com, V-I-M, vimsalem.com. You can buy online from them directly, and they have, well, I think the best product around called CannaShield. That's the brand of their product, CannaShield. And I will tell you that you can have the confidence that it is locally grown, because it is. They source it right here from the Mid-Willamette Valley. It's Oregon-grown stuff. Oil, cannabis oil. Not cannabis oil, CBD oil. They're different things, okay? There's no THC and it can't make you high. It is CBD oil, and it's grown right here in Oregon to the highest of standards. I know. I've been working every day harvesting my cannabis. No, my hemp. And I'm doing that because it's good stuff. Yeah, I can make a buck at it, folks. But even more importantly, it has a very positive impact on people's health. And I like that. So go to Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. I use CBD oil personally. And I think, well, maybe you should think about it too. Go to Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care or the website, vimsalem.com. There is this business about unions abandoning the Democrats here in Oregon. Jim Moore is a political science professor at Pacific University. He was surprised, in this news story, that the unions chose to set up a showdown over such a half-hearted attempt to reform the pension system. He questioned whether their position will move voters one way or the other, adding it could be a test of union strength. He's quoted as saying, it's pretty significant, unquote. Quote, both unions are placing loyalty to this particular issue over maintaining their supermajority in the legislature. We haven't really seen a rift like this between Democrats and unions in a long time. It ain't a rift. They're just sending a message. And I'll tell you, one of the benefits that nobody's picked up on in any news story that I've seen, when we come back. Coffee. And I'm your humble talk show. No, the rhythm is going to get you.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Last segment for today, 503-589-1220. Or emails to Jeff at 1220.am. In a moment, I'm going to share with you that little nugget. And apparently nobody has figured out, at least I haven't seen it in a news story anywhere, but this whole business of the Democrats walking away from, or rather the unions walking away from any Democrat who voted for the kick the can down the road, nothing burger PERS reform bill, they're missing something. But I got a great email from Lee, and I just had to, I can't not say this. He writes me an email, says, jockstrap, question mark? Sadly, he writes, many Democrats don't have anything in their jockstrap. That's called a thong. Ooh. Lee, too much wit. Too early in the morning. You want to send me an email, it's to Jeff at 1220.am. You know, if you have kids, usually you end up with grandkids, right? What's your legacy with your grandkids? I mean, I just want you to think about this. One of the ways, I mean, it's their experiences with you, right? The time you spend with your grandkids. One of the ways that they can remember you always in a very positive light is to do what Fred Thompson's father-in-law did for his sons. Fred Thompson is my buddy. He's a New York life insurance agent. You know what his father-in-law did? Bought his two sons, when they were young, whole life insurance policies that those boys will have for the rest of their lives. What a great way to be remembered positively by your grandkids. I'm serious. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it with Fred. So why don't you maybe think about doing the same thing for your grandkids? 503-428-7479 is Fred's number. He can come to your home or you can come to his office, either way. 503-428-7479. Here's that little nugget. You know, I ask about, is it too much to ask for a state worker or a union, a government union worker in Oregon, to give up 1-2% of their long-term pay, their long-term retirement benefit, okay, just 1-2% to try to help, you know, make PERS not make your life more miserable, your more clouded, or crowded, rather, classrooms, not, you know, causing fire stations to have to close, you don't have enough money. Or, you know, school buildings, you know, raising your property taxes because you have to vote for more bond measures. You're going to have enough money to keep the school buildings up and running because they're paying it all out in PERS. Or less cops on the street to keep you safe when you call 911. Yeah. In exchange for not having that negative happen, is it too much to ask you to give up 1-2% of your long-term pension benefit in exchange for a 15% pay increase over 2 years? Now, here's the dirty little secret that nobody's talking about. You know that 15% pay increase? Guess what that means for your long-term pension benefit? It means you're going to get more. In fact, far more than what you just gave up. Do the math on it, folks. Think about it. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because you see, in the PERS system, your retirement is largely based on a couple of factors. One of them being your length of years. If you chose money match, if you didn't choose money match, I mean, there's different ways you could have decided to go here. Not everybody retires at 100% of their salary. A lot of people do, and a lot of people already have. PERS was never meant to do that. You know that. But they have. Those are rules in place, and I don't blame any employee of the state of Oregon or anybody else who took advantage of those rules that are in PERS. But your retirement, the amount of money you're going to get is based on your last 3 years of salary. So if you get a 15% bump now, and it builds on that, or the rule of 72, every year or every 2 years, which is the contract period the unions negotiate with Democrat governors in this state, well, it means your 15% bump compounds with the rule of 72 a lot more than the tiny little reduction you get in the long run. That's the dirty little secret that nobody's talking about. It's true. Your PERS retirement is based on, at least in part, on your last 3 years of salary, what your pay was the last 3 years. And if your pay increases, this is not rocket science, folks. If your pay increases now and then it builds on that base pay with new increases every 2 years, guess what? You end up getting a whole lot more than you ever gave up. Nobody's talking about that. Don't you find that interesting? But the idea that the unions are going on offense here and sending a powerful message is the most important thing to them. Now, yes, unions have enormous impact. They have their own individual PACs. They have workers who take advantage of Oregon's political tax credit and raise millions of dollars. And they put money into candidates and they run their campaigns. And they provide the manpower to go pounding on doors, demanding your ballot, demanding you vote Democrat, write down the ticket. Now, if they're not doing that anymore, does that mean Democrats lose races and they give up the supermajority in the legislature? Here's why I say Jim Moore, who's surprised at this, that the Democrats would be willing to sacrifice the supermajority. They don't think they're going to lose their supermajority, folks. They think Oregon has gotten so blue that it doesn't matter. That's what they think, the Democrats. That's why this is a nothing burger to them. Because they think they can still rely on the trial lawyers, and they can, and the abortion lobby, and they can, and the radical environmentalist folks out there, and they can. They can still rely on them to go pound on the doors and provide them with the money they need to win, because PERS doesn't mean anything to that group of people. But the unions are going on offense. Trump is going on offense, saying he's going to sue people like Adam Schiff and others that defame him outside the halls of Congress. In Oregon, our Republican senators went on offense when they said, we are leaving the state for 9 days. And they did. Now, what's the next offense and what's the lesson out of this for any Republican and the Republican Party of Oregon? Going after Kate Brown with a recall is offense, isn't it? Well, there's going to be a lot more of this to talk about tomorrow, which, by the way, is Freedom Friday. You get to call and talk about anything you want to talk about. Thanks for joining us today, friends. Get out there, make it a great day. Be blessed. See you then.